Rugari stands on the main road about 40 kilometers north of the regional capital, Goma. After dissident soldiers attacked the town, fighting continued throughout the day. UN Peacekeeping Force and Congo spokeswoman Sylvie Vanden Wildenberg says the town is strategically very important.
We know that the dissidents want to take this position because by doing that they would block the way to the FRDC to protect either Masisi or to protect Rutshuru.
The spokeswoman for the UN force known as MONUC says she expects the dissidents' attacks to continue.
What we observe now, all those kind of guerrilla act and action, you know, and surprise attack of strategic position, strong try to regain some position, is probably going to go on for a while.
The Congolese army and rebel forces have clashed in a series of bloody conflicts since late August. In the first week of December, the army launched a major offensive against the rebels, aimed at ending the insurgency. But after a series of early victories, the National Army is now on the defensive. During the past few days, the rebels have retaken the positions they initially lost. Wildenberg says the losses have dampened morale within the army and undermined the population's confidence in the army's ability.
What we're seeing is that the recent setback of the army has also really break the trust of the population in the Congolese army, even in MONUC by extension. They live in fear that the dissidents are going to take Goma, Sake, or other area of the province.
Elsewhere in eastern Congo, army soldiers deserted a town called Kitali after hearing the dissidents were about to make an attack. Wildenberg says the UN force put pressure on the soldiers to return to the town, and they have now partially reoccupied it. Hundreds of thousands of civilians have been displaced in Congo since fighting began in August. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, Goma.